now, live from Pledge Central, the Viral Show, WXKLP, Valley Radio 103.3 FM, North Hampton. Down somewhere on the side of the road, I think. Celebrate. We got the hat. We got the noisemakers. Also the final day of the Dynasty Radio Fun Drive. So, it's
going to set the record.
Make us proud and by all show listeners.
Ready to sound. Ready for this? I'm going to ask anyone, well, I can say anyone. I'm going to say, I'm going to ask the first couple of callers to call in. And I'm going to ask you one for one, mano y mano. Ooh, anyone who calls in and helps with a pledge, and I'm calling to
413-584-1160. That's 413-584-1160.
And I can make some money out of my own pocket.
Hey, we did great last year, folks. Let's pop it.
We have some raffle music CDs.
What's the play for you?
A donation of
the folks. Well, I brought in a handful of CDs, and to be exact, and they are going out. However, the business office negotiates or offers these prices. I'm not sure about that. I left them off at the office, and he will explain that all on the other.
That would be a fine copy of Tom's latest release.
Yes. So call me.
584-1160. Or go to the website, valleyfreeradio.org. Hit the button. As we fall all over our celebrating here. We'll do some business. We always talked about Tom's special offer, but also tonight it's an Envio Show exclusive.
So Joe, forgive me, Tom,
why, with his new song about the Nestle, potential Nestle Corporado water raid on the Monument Plains, inspired song. Tom's going to play here. First time ever, listeners. First time you will ever hear it. We'd be so confident in
World Radio Preview.
And we'll also check out the Envioshow Echo Chamber. And we may have a brief call in from Will Tuttle, author of the World Peace Diet.
Yeah, and if not tonight, then we'll get him on the next show. Because I admit that I wasn't very good about giving the phone number a call. Mm-hmm. Even though I may have to ask that for the next show. Sorry, Will, if you're listening, you can call in and make a pledge.
Well, I hear you, 584-1160. Well, if you're listening,
I will comment your desk. So come on, folks, call in. Last year we raised about, I don't know, $500 or $600.
Oh, more.
$600. Yeah. So I can't match that, obviously, but anyway, $50 is coming on. I'll match it. So come on, call in.
Hopefully, also, data food on the right to climate will call in.
From somewhere in the U.S., you know, to the West Coast.
Going to the West Coast, and maybe in Seattle having coffee or something. So, Dave, if you're listening, call around 640 and we'll come up to you.
To find out how many miles per gallon is getting on. What are you riding around out there?
A bike!
A bike! A bike! A bike! A bike! A bike! A bike across the U.S.
All right. Now, time for Revenge of the Critters. In Betulia, Colombia, residents were taking amateur night too far. This goes back to 1997, and an annual festival in November included 5 days of amateur bullfighting. That year, no bull was killed. But dozens of matadors were injured, including one gored in the head and one barbatized. You don't want to know, guys, said one participant. It's just one bull against the town of 1,000 morons. Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Okay, what's that phone number again?
The phone number for you to make your pledge to Valley Radio is 413-584-1160. That's 413-584-1160.
And remember here at Valley Radio, we are...
True. So we move on to the Envioshow Echo Chamber. Some the local news. This from Mass Live. Springfield Republican site. Pig farmer sentenced for killing protected birds. July 24th. Springfield, the owner of a Sunderland pig farm, was ordered to serve 6 months in a federal halfway house and pay a $5,000 fine for killing protected birds on his property.
Bible Show listeners remember this story from last year. Michael J. Zack, 59, owner of the Mohawk Fish Hatchery, was also ordered to serve 5 years probation and have no contact with firearms by U.S. District Judge Mike Wade, commander. The co-defendant in the bird killing case, Timothy Boyd of Hampton, was given 2 years probation and a $1,500 fine by commander during the sentencing of the U.S. District Court. Jack was found guilty in April of violating the Golden and Bald Eagle Protection Act, shooting an eagle that was shooting at his uncovered fish hatchery in 2005. Jack and Lloyd separately pleaded guilty to shooting great blue hens and other federally protected birds on his property. They were arrested by federal agents following a raid at the hatchery that uncovered evidence of widespread bird killing. Commenters said evidence of the case suggested that hundreds of birds were gunned down at the hatchery owned by Zack on Route 116 in Sunderland between 2004 and
2006. So I read also the grapevine that the newspaper said something like that, that found that it was found in the newspaper, and someone else told me that there are actually a bit of a wildlife forest here. My friend said they said that he was being monitored and he still hasn't put up any hints. So,
Congress said he was baffled by Zack, whom he described as wealthy and accomplished hunter. He was wealthy and accomplished hunter, never bothered to install netting over the 600 tactic gears from other athletes. And we, at the Violet and the Violet Show, I think baffled why Zack is in the slam for 3 years, which is, I believe, the maximum sentence for that offense. Moving on. Oh, wait, see, that's such a good and this from the Scientologist in Vermont. Brattleboro police taser then arrest two viral protesters. On a vacant lot that they say is about to be turned into a truck stop, the protesters were Jonathan Crowell and Samantha Kilmurray, both 32 and residents of West Dunniston. Crowell, the week Tuesday afternoon, said that being tasered was like being electrocuted. It's like nothing I've ever experienced. He says that the police hit him 3 or 4 times with a taser, each hit lasting 3 to 5 seconds. He said he was upset that the police used a violent means of ending their peaceful demonstration. I feel that it was excessive and an unnecessary form of torture. Crowell said he noted that he and Kilmurray would probably have left the lot that afternoon from thirst and other needs. According to fellow protesters Denise Gray of Brattleboro, Crowell and Kilmurray had chained themselves to a barrel to protest plans by Chef Isle Oil for the possible on Putney Road. They also painted flowers. Sorry, they also planted flowers, vegetables, and herbs as well as several small trees. The land used to house the former King's Bowling Center, a knitting shop, and a private home. I need an editor too, right? I'm probably all excited because of this party. Birthday party. The land used to have the bowling house and kitty shop was demolished earlier this summer, fueling speculation in town that something was about to happen at the vacant lot. The Brattleboro Planning Commission is considering the zoning for that area, which is now zoned commercial. The protesters started a demonstration Monday afternoon, planted 175 different plants, including marigold, cosmos, tomato, and pepper plants, and a small oak tree, and also installing some sculptures. Well, McMurray Ray and her husband spent the night on the parcel at the corner of Putney Road and Black Mountain Road, but they said she had left about 5:20 a.m. because her husband had to be at work. But she said, Well, and Kilmeray were trying to stay as long as possible to make a statement about what is happening to the land and to Putney Road in general. Ray said she received a call from a fellow protester around 7 a.m. and arrived in time to see Crowell being tasered. He was screaming and breathing and thrashing on the ground. I tried to run to him, but police told me they would arrest me, said Ray, and was me to call it an environmental activist. Federal police, including John Martin and Lieutenant Robert Kilpatrick, did not return repeated calls to the By the way, if you go to our blog, you can click on the link to see a video of how the case. And also, you'll see more information on Michael the Bat,
Yeah.
before we move on to the New York Times editorial on bodies of water.
Yeah,
actually, it's titled In Praise of Tap Water.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just want to point out to the listening audience that we're wearing the city of Tennessee yesterday. I have a couple of others on my country. And then, you have to move, okay? So, you're doing this for you.
And you can help join activities by calling 413-584-1160.
Okay, before you start that, let me blow my own horn.
Oh, okay. Can I blow mine?
Yes. I was just saying, because I, you know, I'm a, in my alter ego, I'm a certified public water supply operator. So I just want to point that out that I help provide drinking water to communities. And, you know, this whole issue of privatization of water is something that obviously I'm doing against. Not just because it's an important resource for wildlife and everyone else that isn't mentioned in these kinds of articles, and I'm saying about people, but also because I think the needs of the community are the most substantial resource that the U.S. has to provide. So, it's a huge amount. It's a human right, and it's not only a human right, it's an environmental right, but all the other things that need water to survive, which is awesome. So, okay, go ahead.
Well, you'll be glad to know you're in good company, because the front office in the New York Times has agreed with you. In terms of tap water, New York Times, August 1st, this country has some of the best public water supplies in the world. Instead of consuming 4 billion gallons of water a year in individual size bottles, you need to start thinking about what all those bottles are doing to the climate. Plus, almost all municipal water in America is so good that nobody needs to import a single bottle from Italy or France or the Fiji Islands. Meanwhile, if you choose to get your recommended 8 glasses a day from bottled water, you can spend up to $1,400 annually. The same amount of tap water would cost about 49 cents. Next, there's the environment. Water bottles, like other containers, are made from natural gas and petroleum. The Earth Policy Institute in Washington estimated that it takes about 1.5 million barrels of oil to make the water bottles Americans use each year. That could fuel 100,000 cars a year instead, and only about 23% of those bottles are recycled, in part because water bottles are often not included in local redemption plans that accept beer and soda.
Like, for instance, in Massachusetts?
Add in the substantial amount of fuel used in transporting water, which is extremely heavy, and the impact on the environment is anything but perfect.
What I've heard is that even though those bottles have little triangles on them, it's a different sort of triangle, so it's deceptive. Maybe people think that they're recyclable, but it's a different consistency of the plastic.
Well, I have to say that I went out and I bought some stainless steel water containers with a heavy plug on it.
Reading today, this glass bottle takes 1,000 years to decompose, and the styrofoam and the plastic
left Africa, but in the past how the ocean, especially in the central Pacific, bio area, for these huge currents all come together, if the Pacific area is larger than Texas, are turning into plastic soup from in the upper 30 meters of water now, and it's something like 2 to 5% plastic. And that's a lot of plastic. And of course, you know, first few years, and that's just that. And anyway, I don't want to be a bummer.
Did I mention that this is the last day of the Omnitude Radio Fun Drive?
Yeah.
And did I mention that if people call 413-584-1160, they can make that pledge?
Yeah, and I'm still matching, I haven't heard if anyone's called, but I'm still matching dollar for dollar if anyone calls in to bring you to. And of course, we have some premiums.
Premiums? What are they?
They're brand new CDs by our
friends. Well, actually, I brought a handful, I don't have any.
Well, no, I mean, they're not new ones. We won't mention any local radio stations, but they have them by themselves.
That's a great segue to your song that has never been aired. Would you like to tell the folks how this song came to you?
Well, I owe this song, I owe credit to the Nestle Corporation. Without Nestle, this song would not have happened. So, Nestle makes the very best music.
Yeah.
Music material.
Do you have any experience with Nestle?
Well, in West Africa, actually.
In your job test?
I was in West Africa in the mid-70s when the boycott of Nestle was coming down because of how they were advertising their baby formula. And I had a real first-hand experience in the village where I was living with women who wanted their children. And in an attrition rate of about 20% by the age of 5, I would say. And on this can, you've got this, you know, beautiful, fat, sweet, chubby, white child. And everything in French about how to have this happy, healthy, which is what any parent wants. But you need a lot of things for baby formula to work, like water to make sure that the house is sterile, like sterile water, like wood to keep to get the fire to keep the water, and water that is to begin with, because if you're using water that is in any way affected by something, by some bacteria, that water doesn't affect the child. There's nothing in place to cause the child. And so it was Nestle who's responsible for a lot of injuries that came to children. Yeah.
Well, if I can piggyback onto that, this is from Boston Herald, March 9th, 2005. Nestle Teeth rejects the need to give back to communities. Companies shouldn't feel obligated to give back to the community because they haven't taken anything away, the Austrian-born chief of the world's largest food company told local executives yesterday. In a stunning broadside to corporate citizenship, as Bostonians have come to know it, Peter Brabeck-Lamass, head of Nestle SA, said companies should only pursue charitable endeavors with an underlying intention of making money for investors.
Okay.
Feel our corporate bottom line. So, next one, we have a song for you.
There's trouble out on the mine, if you think another of Nestle's pollution campaign. 150 million gallons a year, don't worry about people, the corn and the beer. 13 gallons for a penny when you turn on the tap, or $2 a liter in a convenience tap. Millions in promo to promo makes a scam of water not safer than the tap in your hand. The sun is Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Perrier, your life in Poland or Nestle. Kreger, Scott, most of those donations are up. You get the same thing when you turn on the tap. And if you appear me, bromate is found from water in bottles, but not from the ground. Saying that water in bottles tastes better, like saying that water in bottles is weather. Aquafina is Pepsi, Sunny is Coke, Nestle Cake and Montague's water's no joke. Millions of dollars for a corporate lie to rip off the people and bleed the land dry. Now 20 million gallons each year of oil to make bottles of plastic appear. Set off to the land till they disappear, or our roadside attractions with old cans of beer. Millions of dollars for a Nestle lie to rip off the people and leave the land dry. Arsenic, bromate, we don't need that crap. The water is better when you turn on the tap. The water is better when you turn on the tap.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much. So, we're from here.
Great. And if I will show it,
and we'll be soon next week out of town.
Right here, during the final day of the Valley City Fun Drive.
All right. Can I check, has anyone called in after, you know, after the man with phones, posting the phones? Has anyone called in? All right. This is my office. So,
the mom?
Anyone calls in on the map?
Actually, you can
bring them in. Plus, that's the play.
TV for the next 25
minutes. And yeah, and we got to see the previews too, so.
And
the quality and the t-shirt. 584.
1160.
584-1160.
413-584-1160.
Operators are standing by.
There's a deal. Or go to www.valleycityradio.org. Click on the touch button. Yes.
And keep the phone for me. I think there's a free line out there now.
An open line?
Yeah.
So if people call 413-584-1160, they could get through?
Yeah, don't maybe sit down on our knees.
They could get through and make their pledge. They could get some TV signed. They could get the t-shirt. And then there's the matching grant going here.
It's
going to wipe one out. Out his bank account, he's low salary for radio service.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would
years without any pledge?
Why would anybody want to pledge to radio? Have I asked that question?
I think it's just about us.
That's right, folks. Yeah. If you call 413-584-1160 and pledge $1,000, we'll shut up and pledge it for the rest of the half hour.
I don't know if I can put any limit on my pledge, you know, mentioned, but you know, be surprised if somebody comes up that much money. But anyway, for $5,000, we'll be dead air. Dead air, more dead air than we heard in the beginning of the show. Yeah. We'll be 20 minutes of dead air.
413-584-1160 is the number, or www.valleycityradio.org.
Yeah, I have a feeling that most of us are not calling it numbers still.
Right. The traffic is supposed to call in 4 minutes.
So if the time is called now,
it's taking time to read this from StopCorporateAbuse.org. Bottled water corporations directly impact local communities. Bottling plants operated by these water giants are springing up across the U.S. and around the world. Bottlers extract water in huge amounts from the local springs and aquifers, potentially drying up wells in springs. Are you listening, Montague? Or depleting wetlands and draining rivers with serious impacts on the ecosystem? If these corporations are not draining local water supply, the water bottlers take it directly from our public tap water systems. More than one quarter of bottled water sold comes from municipal supply. These corporations use political and economic clout to secure sweetheart deals, block legislative efforts to secure local control, and pursue costly and time-consuming litigation against individuals and governments.
Now, what about the legislation that's been introduced?
Well, our next show is going to deal with water as well.
Maybe other people can still call in our representative.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll have more info on the next episode. Blog, which is
a blog. I was just Googling the Enviro site and get it there. But I could come to you with an address if you want.
Well, it's just a team.
Yes.
Enviro, so no government.
Or if you go to valleyforradio.org and make your pledge,
that's the kind of schedule.
Go to the schedule and you can click on the online link to get ready to order. And of course, there'll be links on everything that we talked about here.
And I also uploaded a few more podcasts.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think they might be free now.
That's right.
Many people.
And there's a link to our podcast and to some other excellent sites.
It's always known as that. So
here's what the Hitchcock Center for the Environment had to say about the Montague Plain. The pitch pine and scrub oak plant communities found on the Montague Plains are among the rarest and most critically imperiled habitats in the United States. Tim Simmons has been actively involved in the protection and management of the plains and will share fascinating findings from research on land use history, breeding bird responses to mowing, logging, and fire and biodiversity conservation. And that was a little blurb in the Hitchcock Center for the Environment schedule when Tim Simmons spoke there, I think last year or last winter. And of course, we had Tim here on the show calling in on our last show talking about what an amazing place the Montague Plains is. Here's something from the Franklin County Chamber of Commerce of all places. The last large barrens complex remaining in the Connecticut Valley. The plains are fascinating ecologically, geologically, and historically. So I'm assuming that the Franklin County Chamber of Commerce wouldn't want to see Nestle in there.
No, I'm not going
to do
that. Oh, I guess I'm going to celebrate the anonymous donation. Oh, I'm out $50.
Keep it up, folks. 413-584-1160. Make your pledge.
Yeah,
the higher, the better.
Driving to the courthouse. 584-1160. The offer's still on.
The courthouse used to be right there near where you live.
Yeah, across the street from where I'm from now, so
instead of
being able to walk across the street, the courthouse. Well, that was the courthouse.
The courthouse.
Here's the courthouse.
The courthouse.
Yeah.
Call 413-584-1160 and make Mongo pledges.
I'll get nasty dollar for dollar.
Right. And also a $50 pledge, another $50 pledge, you get the T-shirt
with
the DFR logo on it. And
we're just call and pledge this $50 and really pledge $100.
That's great. That's great. And you get Tom Nielsen's signed CD if you call in now during the viral show.
So next time. So I find out who's in this system now and this person was. Well, that's why they're anonymous, obviously.
Number again, 413-584-1160. That's 413-584-1160. ValleyTrueRadio.org.
This is the
Thursday of ValleyTrue Radio.
You have to call in to claim the match.
Yes.
I can't match anybody.
While I say that Valley Radio contributes to the community by providing media access to members of the community, like ourselves, and uses the quality of dialogue in the community, and we provide production training to people who want to create a show. So if you're listening and you always want to have your own radio show, well, Valley Radio is supposed to do that. But we need your support. We need you to call 413-584-1160 and support the community radio station. Glenn, who we got?
I think we got one on the line.
Who?
David?
David, you there?
Hello, yes.
Hey, how are you? Where are you?
On Whigby Island, which is just an island, right off of Seattle.
Right,
yeah. No, there's a bridge to get here.
That's an amazing bridge too, isn't it?
Yeah, and yeah, we just made it yesterday. We're here. We see the Pacific, and headed down to Seattle tomorrow.
That's great. Well, for listeners who haven't heard you phone in the past, and tell the host what you're doing.
Well, along with another expert, I'm biking across the U.S. biked across the U.S. to encourage action on global warming. And as we go with bikes, we've been giving talks. We've given about 35 talks, and you can go to our website, rideforclimate.com, and see pictures and stories of the whole trip. We started in Boston in April 21st at an old North Church.
And you made it up to Seattle. That's
like 3,700 miles.
Yeah, you must have fun to see it,
huh? Well, you can go to the website.
We got pictures of your bones on the website.
Yeah, well, there's lots of pictures of us biking. So. Yes.
Great. So you've been educating people on the way about climate change.
Yeah, our goal, you know, is to inspire action, especially because, you know, as Americans, we have such a big ability to make a difference on this issue. And, you know, we have found that we have a long ways to go. I mean, that by and large, people have heard of global warming, but they're not, you know, we're not taking the actions we have to. It's not high enough on our priorities. And I think one of the things that Bill and I really feel from doing this trip that there really has to be some type of, national education program. Because I know there's a lot of people out there who really are on board, but as a nation, we just really aren't, you know, from as far as we see, from talking to people across the country, we are not where we need to be.
Yeah. I couldn't survive. You know, at least without Colorado,
And it's actually amazing. You know, people aren't. You know, sometimes you hear about people who are really opposed to global warming, and people who are. You know, you hear about people who get, oh, that's all made up or something. And, you know, we've found almost nobody is really that way. We've found almost nobody is. You know, every now and then we'll encounter with someone, but no one has been hostile to us. It's more, which is good, you know. On the other hand, people are still getting a lot of misinformation. Yeah. And so I think if we just were able to get the right information out more than we are and just increase the level of just talking about it and getting the word out and advertising and whatever type of education program we can think of to do, I think we'll be able to gets through to people.
David, how do you set up these programs with you? Do they just start organically evolve when you come into town, or do you get somebody doing lead work for you, or what?
Yeah, we have a few volunteers to help set up things ahead of time. So we've been very scheduled out. You know, it's actually a difficult way to bike across the country because, you know, we have a talk in Sheridan, Wyoming, and on this date, and we have to be there. But every now and then, you know, like one time we were at a campsite, bunch of Boy Scouts, and they asked what we were doing, and soon we had the laptop out, and we were talking to 15 Boy Scouts about the project, so. Yeah, well, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's a new century, so.
Yeah. What's the future of those things? All right, you're going to go down on the coast now?
Well, the goal, we're not done yet. So we're at the ocean, but we're headed to San Francisco, where we're going to finish on the 15th of September. So if I'm lucky, I might get to call in again.
Okay, yeah.
I know. Sorry, the last few times we've just been out of cell service range, you know.
Yeah. Highway?
Yes, we're going to, well, more or less, we're going to go down to Portland and then into Bend, Eugene, and then follow the coast down to Eureka, California, then Santa Rosa, California, and San Francisco. And then...
That'll work on those calf muscles.
Yeah. Well, we're done with the mountains now, so...
Yeah.
And then the possibility exists for there to be a return trip across the country. Again, the website is rideforclimate.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that might happen with... I would, months off before it's planned, so I have to fundraise a bunch for it. It could happen probably starting in January.
That's what we're doing today. We're trying to raise money for Buddhist Christmas, right? It's the last day of the fun ride, and it's our birthday party, David. You're at the birthday party.
Really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Well, then people should call in and help you guys out then.
That's great. David, you rock. So we're looking forward to you.
Excellent. Well, it's great to talk with you guys again.
And
yeah, good luck on the fundraiser.
Yeah, all right. We'll be in touch with you.
All right.
Thanks for all you do.
Thanks.
All right. There's Cleveland, and he's a native of the Amherst.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He bikes all the way across. Sounds like he's going to bike all the way back.
Yeah.
Did I mention that it's the final day of the Delta Radio Fun Drive?
Yeah.
Did I mention that the number to call to do your pledge is 413-584-1160? Did I?
I believe you did.
The number again is 413-584-1160.
And also, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but
I think it's still any money in your bank account?
I'm not going to worry about that right now. So anyone who calls in right now, you can... Double your donation. And we also have premium. Some of you can see the So I want to point out that people that came to me that they were stopped at the border on the way to the
country. I never got to go through my truck. And I left the border and went to Detroit, to Ohio, to
Canada. Yeah. So these are definitely the reasons for all
the reasons. I'm on the list.
Yeah. Hey, what's that billboard? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. We got some upcoming events, and we've been talking, of course, about the corporados and Nestle wanting to raise the hat from the Monday train. Well, tomorrow, on 8 at 7 p.m., there'll be a meeting for organizing against the proposed Nestle water supply and operation on the Monday train. And there's a new threat of privatization of our water at the Common House of Pathways Co-Housing at the end of Mountain Laurel Pass off Florence Road. Thank you. Route 66 and Burr Pitts Road right here in Florence. I'm going to run that by you again. At the Common House of Pathways Co-Housing at the end of Mountain Laurel Pass off of Florence Road between Route 66 and Burr Pitts Road right here in Florence. And then August 6th to the 9th, we'll walk for a nuclear-free future. The rest of the day from 9 to 5 today, focus will be on stopping the 20-year license extension of the Vermont Yankee Nuke and all refurbished and building nuclear weapons. At Citizens Awareness Network, www.nukebusters.org. More info, call 413-339-5781 or 973-249-6224. Then Friday, August 10th, 7 p.m., the Real World Film presents Who Killed the Electric Car? At the Arms Library at Bridge Street, Open Falls. Information, call 413-625-9708.
All people are looking for the number, but yes, you can call 413-584-160.
The Northeast Organic Farming Association, And August 8th through the 14th is the South Convergence for Climate Action, and there'll be weekly trainings with South sessions and down south. Want info on that? Call 303-929-9713. August 14th to September 1st, the Solar Rollers return. Biking through Vermont to shut down Vermont Mansion. Join the Solar Rollers, they'll get all the way back to plans for the day. SMD is getting ready to talk and send an announcement. So join the Solar Rollers for a day, weekend, week, whatever. The entire trip, more information. Call David at 413-863-8666. And then finally, Thursday, August 16th.
What's the time you can do this?
This is the Montague meeting about next year's plans. Thursday, August 16th, 7:30 p.m. Meeting in Montague on the Nestle plans. Giving the Nestle plans to raise the Montague plans. It's going to be at the Montague Grange Hall on the Montague Center Common, right off the common, in the middle of Montague Center. At 7:30 p.m. And you better check out lots of details or emails at enviroshow@radio.org because it hasn't been completely confirmed yet. So I wanted to announce it to you. All right. So we can either go out with a song for Pauline or Tom. Do you want to do another song? Mother and Paul. 413-584-1160 and make your play. Happy birthday, everybody.